Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The graduation ceremony for NOVA, the Workforce Institute of Northeast Louisiana, is this Thursday evening. NOVA seeks to identify and connect employers with area residents seeking workforce opportunities. Paul West serves as Executive Director of NOVA, and Juanita Woods is Director of Program and Participant Services. They join me in studio for Land Yap. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Juanita, tell us about the upcoming ceremony. Graduation is set to go for Thursday.
And we're so excited about that, too. On Thursday at 6:30, NOVA will host its fourth annual graduation, and it's going to be at the New Light Baptist Church at 1623 South 4th Street in Monroe. We have 44 graduates this year, so we're really, really excited about that.
And a keynote speaker coming up as well this Thursday evening.
The keynote speaker, we're very excited to have her because she's a newcomer to the community. It's Dr. Barbara Hansen, the chancellor for Louisiana Delta Community College.
Of course, tell us about the process these graduates have gone through in completing the program.
Well, this year we've got graduates that will receive certifications in three areas this year. We've got our career readiness program, which is an 8-week program where we are actually getting the participant ready to go into the workforce. We're helping them to develop resumes, to deal with stress management, build their communication skills, interviewing techniques, and financial planning. So that's so we've got the majority of the everyone that comes through the NOVA program actually goes through this career readiness because we feel that's something that they all need. We also have several students that are going to be graduating with a certification in CMS, which is the Certified Manufacturing Specialist certification. Mm-hmm. And then we've got some that's graduating with the Customer Service certification, the national certification that we work again with the community college to get. And then some are just getting some workforce development skills. They've already got a lot of skills, and we're just helping to get them into the workplace. So those are going to be the areas in which the students are going to be graduating on Thursday night in.
And as we look at the graduates, you know, the number's growing. Well, how does that reflected with the job trend? What are we seeing here locally and as far as being able to line up those candidates with jobs?
Well, you know, fortunately, we are having a lot of success in getting individuals into the workplace. You know, NOVA's main focuses are in manufacturing, customer service, healthcare, and in those disciplines, we're finding that employers are really opening their doors to the graduates from the NOVA program. So we've got at least, right now, we're running about 60% of our graduates are going directly into living wage jobs with benefits and a career path. So that's we're excited about that. Right now, the economic impact that we've seen to this point is right around $4.5 million. So we're really excited.
Well, Paul, of course, NOVA, some people may not be familiar with it, but tell us a little bit about the program and who is eligible to participate.
NOVA is simply a workforce intermediary, which simply means we connect the workforce needs of employers with our local training and educational providers, and then helping people that are 18 or older that have a high school diploma or GED into what we call living wage jobs with benefits and a career path. Individuals coming into our program need to be 18 or older, high school diploma, and have a fortitude, willingness to really put out the effort to go from that survival wage, no wage, to that living wage. And that takes a lot of challenges at times, but the biggest challenge we find a lot of times is that individual is just struggling through life trying to get to that next step, and they need a helping hand. They need what I call a bridge across that water, and we're hopefully that bridge that helps them and walks them across that bridge from no wage to a living wage or survival wage to a living wage. You know, we've had tremendous success over the last 4.5 years because we've had a great support of a community. As Ms. Woods mentioned, $4.5 million projected wage impact back into our community. We've served over almost 500 individuals. As she mentioned, around 60% are going into the workforce, and others are in some form or system within our system at this current time. So we've really seen a tremendous impact, but it's because the community has embraced a workforce model that has proven to work. And Interfaith brought this to our community. We're housed in the Monroe Chamber of Commerce and partner with them very closely, Ms. Sue Nicholson and their staff and their board of directors. They have been fantastic in supporting us. But the city of Monroe, and I can go on and on, the Delta Community College, ULM, and others have been the reason that we have been able to be as successful.
Is there a cost to the individual to participate? How does the program operate?
Basically, individuals come in, word of mouth, our interfaith institutions, faith-based and community-based institutions, mm-hmm. Refer people to us. There's no charge to the individual. What we ask, though, is a commitment and a willingness and a desire. We're not begging people to walk in our doors because not everybody that walks in our door is a NOVA candidate. But we do understand, we try to help everybody that walks through, whether directly or indirectly. And so, the valuable piece, though, as Ms. Sue Nicholson with the Chamber mentions many times, NOVA begins and ends with the employer, because without that employer, we're employer-driven, and without them having the jobs, then it's a challenge for us to be able to put people into those jobs.
Well, Juanita, again, the graduation ceremony coming up this Thursday evening. I'm sure families invited, general public as well. Those would like to find out more?
Absolutely. And if you'd like to find out more about it, you can give us a call. And that number is 318-807-4016. And we're asking everyone to come out and to help these 44 people celebrate their new entry into life. And so we're really, really, really excited about it. And once again, it's New Light Baptist Church at 1623 South 4th Street in Monroe. And the time is 6:30.
Juanita, Paul, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.